Tuesday, May 21st, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In our Mid-Morning Hymn, breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, my soul with grace refine, until this earthly part of me glows with your fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, my soul I shall never die, but live with you the perfect life in your eternity. And now, the psalmody. Beginning with the antiphon, I cried out, and the Lord heard me. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, a treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened, and coals red hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshach, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, I cried out, and the Lord heard me. And the second antiphon, may the Lord watch over you as you come and as you go. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help. My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, may the Lord watch over you as you come and as you go. And the third antiphon, I rejoice in the good news they told me. Psalm 122. I rejoice when I heard them say, let us go to God's house, and now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city strongly compact. It is there the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment in the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory, repeating the antiphon, I rejoice in the good news they told me. And the reading for this mid-morning is from Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 3. Do what is right and just. Rescue the victim from the hand of his oppressor. Do not wrong or oppress the resident alien, the orphan, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood. And the responsory, the Lord will judge the whole world with justice. He will render to all peoples their just reward. And our concluding prayer, let's pray, all-powerful and ever-living God, in mid-morning you poured out the Holy Spirit as a constant friend and guide for your apostles. Send that same spirit of love to us and make us faithful witnesses to you in the sight of all mankind. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.